Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With us today is Daniel McAdams, our co-host. Daniel, good to see you.
Good morning, Dr. Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, just like yesterday.
Yes.
And tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, very good. Let's get going because we're doing well, but we're trying to help everybody do well.
That's right.
And that means we have to stop the next epidemic.
That's right.
They're planning it. It's already in the planning. So, but let's just talk about some of the leftovers from last year. It was supposed to be over, but it looks like it really isn't. I don't think our governors and the president and a few other people are still aware of the fact that it's over, folks. It's over. Go back to good the ballpark.
Yeah.
But the other night I was glancing at a ball game on TV and stadium isn't even full.
Huh.
It was pretty empty. So we're not back to normal yet. So even the legislature isn't back to normal.
Yeah. Far from it.
You know, a long time ago, I think the state legislature did leave. It was a different subject and all, but that was a long time ago. But they did leave town. I don't know exactly what the results were, but it wasn't overly historic. This one seems to be more historic. 60 members of the Texas delegation decided that they didn't want to have a vote, and so they were going to duck it, you know, down, taking their ball bat and to go home.
That's right, yeah.
So they went home so they could close it down. But they'll probably lose on this. There's hope. But, you know, the first reaction ought to be good. They won't be passing any legislation. But they might have been going to pass legislation that could have been helpful.
Yes.
It's the whole principle of what's going on. But we saw the pictures of them getting out of town, getting on an airplane. And they forgot a couple things. They forgot their mask.
Yeah.
And then they also forgot what their position was because they came down very hard for everybody wearing their mask. And, oh, that's inconsistent. I wonder if people will notice. Well, we notice here as well as many other millions of people notice, which is really a great talking point for us. We've noticed that over the past year, that when you have a leader, a governor or somebody, coming down real hard on the people, follow the rules, follow the science, and then they get caught disobeying their own rules.
Yep.
People don't like that, because what they're starting to recognize is that when people do this, the hypocrisy that they participate in is really outright lying. That's what it really is. It's lying, it's demagoguing, it's distorting the truth. It's done for political reasons. And it's not just done over episodes like this with masks. That's generally how so much happens in Washington. So much demagoguery going and hypocrisy. And I think that's why people rightfully, statistically, aren't very happy with the government, especially in Washington.
Yes.
But unfortunately, we don't see enough resistance, but we will today mention that there is still coming more resistance, and that's the only thing that'll reverse this.
That's true, and let's look at this first clip. Here they are. It's a notorious picture. Now everyone's seen it. A Texas Democrat delegation, 60 members, as you say. If that first clip, here they are. They're on an airplane. They're flying to D.C. They're basically, I mean, if you want to look at it this way, Dr. Paul, someone else has said this too, they're subverting the Democratic legislative process in Texas by leaving. It's basically an insurrection against the Texas elected government. Anyway, here they are. They're on the plane. They're having a good time. I think in an earlier picture, they had a case of beer with them, so they didn't forget that. They did forget their mask. But here's the lady. There's an arrow pointing at her. Her name is State Rep Donna Howard. Donna Howard. She was one of them who flew on a plane. And she didn't have a mask on. That's fine for us. We think no one should be forced to wear a mask anywhere. But actually, if we put up that bonus clip, we learn a little bit more about Donna Howard. There's that extra clip that I sent. Here's what she tweeted right after. She tweeted this actually yesterday. We need to follow the science here. Texas needs to change course and allow for universal mask wearing to prevent the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant, especially as children under 12 cannot get vaccinated. She wants to put them on kids. She wants to put it on everyone except her. And when faced with this question, Dr. Paul, they said, hey, what's going on? You didn't have a mask on. She said something that is so much in our favor because it shows the attitude of the elites. She said, hey, the TSA exempts private non-commercial flights from the mask requirement. You know, you peasants do that, not us in the private planes.
Yeah, that really won over a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out here in the next year, or less than a year now. But the whole thing is she loses twice. First, the whole principle of wearing a mask and the hypocrisy that she goes through. But what about this thing of putting it on the kids?
Yeah.
You know, the kids are safest best if we just leave them alone and send them to school and let them play and go to ball games.
Yeah.
But here here they say that we have to take care of the children. So that of course, jeopardizes the children. And there's no way the statistics, no matter how they work it in the next year, if they do this and put masks on back at the school, but fortunately, maybe our governor will keep them from doing that. But the statistics couldn't be favorable. They're going to show, you know, first, if a virus comes, if the Delta virus comes, there's, you know, the discussion on how serious it is. But it may be providing good immunity. These kids, if they did get it, they might be getting an immunity for not spreading it any place, and it might be for them in the future. And if they have a reaction, it's a totally unnecessary reaction. Giving shots to people for no good reason, especially these kids. How can they do this?
Yeah.
But they do it, and they do it with a nice smile on their face,
right.
and they're doing the Lord's work, and this is their mission in life, and it's a bad mission.
Well, the one thing I read today, and it's not really a segment for us, but it's interesting. We talk about unintended consequences. They're talking about a pretty nasty regular old flu that's going around this summer because the kids and everyone have been so isolated over the year, they haven't been exposed to the normal germs that they would to develop those immunities. So people are actually getting sicker with the regular old flu. By the way, as you know, Dr. Paul, children are much more likely to die from the regular old flu than COVID, which is a good thing, but they don't recognize it. But, you know, the other thing we need to do, Dr. Paul, is we need to do our part in fighting misinformation. You know, the Biden administration is chasing people down, if you're ready to move on to that, chasing people down for misinformation. They want to stop it. But we have a clip from Twitter yesterday from our president. He was doing a town hall meeting, very eloquent. Let's play that first Twitter clip if we can. And here's what he had to say. We've got to get that queued up. It's a little tricky, but that first video clip on Twitter. Here we go. Here's our president. Let's hear what he has to say.
Various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. But Dr. Paul, let's look at that. Let's skip that one clip, the Trump clip, and skip over to the next clip if we can. It's getting complicated, but you're not going to get COVID if you have vaccinations. That's what the president says. He's fighting misinformation. If we can put that clip on. Uh-oh. Vaccinated Pelosi staffer and White House official test positive for COVID amid visit of these notorious infected Texas lawmakers.
I'm trying to figure out who's going to get canceled over all this.
It's getting so confusing.
Who's not following science, you know, hiding behind the science when they're completely wrong and completely off. I mean, this whole thing about this, giving these shots to the kids, follow the science. It's so sickening. But it's also the thing, the reason, once the people know more about it, this is what turns them off.
Yeah.
So I think if we do nothing else than have a few more people hear about this and spread the message, that more people will resist, and that's what we need. Now, this is just terrible, you know.
It is.
And follow the science. Yeah. Well, who's going to teach them science?
Well, we're on the topic of Biden. I want to do sort of a semi-funny thing. If we could just play that second Twitter clip. I think about 20 seconds of it or something. I put it down. This is also from the town hall. Dr. Paul, I know you probably didn't watch it as closely as some people, but let's watch this second clip for the first few seconds of it, if we can.
Hey, just like the other question that's illogical, and I've heard you speak about it because I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the ex...
And let's just do the clip after that, because this is the joke that I was telling you about. Listen, the Babylon Bee is so funny. Let's look at, because we saw what Biden was saying and was not saying. Let's look at that Babylon Bee clip if we can. The next clip up there. The Babylon Bee. Biden hires interpreter to translate his speeches into English. I hate making fun of it. It's not funny. It's kind of sad, but anyway, you got to laugh sometimes.
Well, they do some things that are a lot worse than that suggestion. No, it is information. I mean, you didn't, you know, create that out of thin air. I mean, that was said by somebody else.
It's hard to imagine the most popular president in history, the most votes in history. And you look at the venue where he had this event, and maybe they were social distance, but if they were, they were really social distance because hardly anyone was there.
And to think so much of this came about by one individual making decisions, whether it's at the national level and foreign policy or picking and choosing which pipelines should be open, so much power in the hands of the few. And then this whole thing last year, executive orders, I bet there were more executive orders ordered last year than all of history.
Yeah.
When you think, if you add all the executive orders up at the state level and the county level, plus the presidential levels, I mean, this is a problem that is just big. Then they wonder about a dictatorship, and they're worried about, oh, we have to protect democracy, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we have a dictatorship of the majority rule. The bureaucrats become dictators, and people just can't be complacent enough. They should decide, do you want to live in a free country, or do you want to live where the authoritarian bureaucrats tell you what to do in the and the politicians get to fly on private jets.
To
get away from the people.
It doesn't remind you of, I know in the Soviet Union in Moscow, they had a special lane for the delegatio. You know, these are the people in the party. They had their own lane on the highways. You couldn't go into those lanes. We're almost there.
You know, in D.C., I remember a few times when the executives were traveling through, you know, anybody in the cabinet, I mean, that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, that's right.
Couldn't get out on the roads.
Delegatio.
So.
Well, we have a couple of decent news stories next. And the next is about our own governor. We're still a little bit cheesed off at him for shutting things down. He does owe the state of Texas an apology, which he hasn't given, which may cost him his job. There are a couple of people out there that are challenging him that are pretty good. Some of them are our friends. Nevertheless, we got to give him a little pat on the back, Dr. Paul, don't you think?
Boy, that is good. You know, if he's, and he was, he said it sharply. I mean, it was to the point that the kids will not have to wear masks.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, even with that, I still have to say, let's keep an eye on it because, you know, all they have to do is come up with another statistic. Maybe by then Fauci will be totally discredited and he won't be able to say the world's coming to an end with another variant. And it's more lethal than, COVID itself.
Yeah.
But that is the biggest force that we have now, how they're being hysterical and turning this into another crisis where you can think up some of the economic and the medical benefits by allowing some of these things to happen. The variants aren't nearly what they're claiming them to be, but they want hysteria and they want chaos. And unless we have more people out there, and we're getting more all the time, the experts that have qualifications in the study of viruses, this will be around for a while.
Yeah.
But I think we, not you and I, the country, who have taken the position of really looking at the science and really talking about the proper function of government. I mean, the government's not there to make us safe. A lot of this stuff is how are we going to make people safe?
Yeah.
You know, they can't get a cold, where to make safe. That is the problem. And it's so often the case, the government's always there to make us safe from bad ideas and safe from Republicans, safe from white people, all kinds of things.
Yeah, bad habits.
Make people safe.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the clip. This is what Abbott had to say. And you're right. I mean, he could overturn himself tomorrow because it's still the dictate. He says there will be no mask mandate imposed. The reasons for it are very clear. There are so many people who've had immunities to COVID, whether it be through vaccination, whether it be through their own exposure and their recovery from it, which would be acquired immunity. It would be inappropriate to require people who already have immunity to wear a mask. which is good news, cautious. But, you know, he spent all of last year listening to this Dr. Peter Hotez, who's one of the most rabid COVID conspiracy theorists, and everything he said was wrong about it. But the danger is still there because he could turn on a dime. I hope he doesn't, but there is still a danger there.
Right.
So, well, I guess we move on to our last story.
Yeah, and I understand we have a celebrity that has joined in and maybe helping not only us on what we're trying to do, but helping a lot of other people because he's a popular person.
He is, and you know, the UK has been the worst. Now they just got done, and we talk about Boris Johnson a lot. He's a monster. In April, he promised no vaccine mandates, no vaccine passports. And this week he said, oh, vaccine mandate, vaccine passport. Well, one person who's been there and done that was Eric Clapton, a very famous, very well-regarded musician for 50 or 60 years he's been around. He believed what they told him, and he went and got his vaccine, like a good, you know, citizen is supposed to. And he had a terrible reaction. He talked about being incapacitated for weeks, and his stock in trade is his guitar playing, and he's a virtuoso. And he said he lost the movement of his hands, and so he was worried that he would never play again. So after he recovered from that, he teamed up with Van Morrison, another famous musician, and we talked about Van Morrison on the show. They teamed up to fight a lot of this misinformation, actual misinformation coming out. And now he's back, and he's taken a brave stand against the new vaccine passports in the UK. Let's put up this next clip. This is from Rolling Stone. Good for him. Eric Clapton said he would cancel any shows if the venue requires attendees prove they are vaccinated against COVID-19. If they require you to prove you're vaccinated, he won't play. And this, I think, is an example of what you always say, Dr. Paul. It doesn't take that many people. It just takes a brave person.
You know, I think the interesting thing is his statement, because he must have had it in his contract that he could do this.
Yeah.
Because the term that was used is throwing it back in their lap, because he says, I don't want to attend a crowd that is discriminating against a certain group of people.
Yes.
So people, in this case, the discrimination was against people who have with freedom of choice.
Yes.
You know, so I thought it was great. And I sure hope he gets a lot of mileage out of this.
Yeah.
And wakes up a lot of people. And I think when some of these musicals programs and thing had been closed down,
yeah,
when they were opened up, the crowds came way back. They weren't convinced, oh, we're entering the danger zone,
yeah,
we're all going to die. And of course, a few of those events occurred anyway. But it's better not to have the armed guard there trying, yeah, to arrest you and check to see your passport.
Put a needle in your arm. Yeah, so good for him. Well, I've got not much else. I was going to close with a couple of updates on the conference. First one, and I sent out an email update to our subscribers. You should subscribe for free. Go to ronpaulinstitute.org and hit subscribe to our free newsletters. You'd already know this if you were subscribed, but let's put up the next clip. Great announcement for our conference in September. We're announcing that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be joining us as a speaker at the Ron Paul Institute's Washington conference on September 4th. We had him on the show last year, almost a year ago, right now. It was a terrific show. He was so great. We were so impressed. He's so brave. And we are really happy that he's going to join us for the event. I have to say, unfortunately, the tickets are virtually sold out now. So I'm not going to do the P.T. Barnum too much right now. But I will do the P.T. Barnum on one thing, which is the next announcement. And if we can look at that next clip, here's another announcement. I just heard yesterday back from the scheduler, from Representative Thomas Massie, the best person in the U.S. House of Representatives at currently, bar none. He has generously agreed, you know, his time is tight. He has generously agreed not only to join us as a speaker at the conference, but he will be the luncheon speaker for our students' seminar, our Ron Paul Scholar Seminar. He will be the lunch speaker. So listen up, upper division undergrads and grads. Do you want to have lunch with Thomas Massie? Who doesn't if you love freedom? If you do, go to ronpaulinstitute.org. On the upper right, there's an article about the scholar program. You can click. It's a quick application form. Lunch with Thomas Massie and other great speakers It'll be a really fun day, and I'm super excited. I get excited about meeting Thomas Massie, and I've met him a ton of times.
Well, he was coming into Congress when I was leaving, and we've gotten to know each other very well. Of course, I helped him when he was running on his first race. And he is talented. He's a brilliant guy as well. His wife is brilliant.
Yes.
And they know how to take care of themselves and be self-trained, you know,
yeah.
to take care of all their needs. So he's very talented. But he knows this, and, you know, there's a lot of people who know and understand the philosophy of liberty, and they endorse it. And in their way, they try to spread the message. But Thomas knows it. But he is good,
yeah.
you know, at explaining it. But the best part about it is something that I always work on because I think he excels, and it's something that Leonard Reed tried to teach us who were trying to spread this message, and it's tone.
Yes.
What is your tone? What is your attitude? And you can't help but like him
yeah.
because his tone is good, and he's the one that you don't walk away and say, oh, how horrible this is, you know, it's just a terrible thing. So he's great on this, and I don't know what more we can ask for in an individual, you know, to be able to know the philosophy and have the right personality and coming. So why don't we have a bigger place? We keep people like
I'm
this in
pressure.
Congress.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get a bigger place someday.
Maybe next time, but I like the size of what we have. We'll think about it next time.
Very
but
good.
I'm all done, Dr. Paul. I hope we...
Very good.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank everybody once again, all our viewers who are loyal to us and helping us along. And we'll keep plugging away, and we have our several conferences coming up. We hope to see a lot of you there. And for right now, thank you very much for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.